The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to your wealth class on radio. My name is Ruth Ibikunle. In a typical market, there are always moments of low sales and patronage, and in such period, the common saying in the market arena would be, there is no market. But sincerely, does this market cease to exist because of this development? The answer is no. Rather, the parties in the market would wait, patching up till the tides turn. Same thing happens in the capital market, and the best option is to be patient when prices are becoming too low. And please, don't fail to find a suitable entry point. For the week ended 21st of February 2020, the NSE All Share Index and market capitalization depreciated by 1.32% and 1.30% to close the week at 27,388.62 and 14.268 trillion naira respectively. All other indices finished lower with the exception of NSE Industrial Good Index, which appreciated by 1.02%, while NSE SME Index closed flat. A turnover of 1.499 billion shares worth 17.907 billion naira in 18,515 deals were traded by investors on the floor of the exchange in the review week. And this is in contrast to a total of 912.175 million shares valued at 12.126 billion naira that exchanged hands the previous week in 17,083 deals. The financial services industry, measured by volume, led the activities chart with 1.226 billion shares valued at 12.974 billion naira, traded in 11,741 deals, thus contributing 81.79% and 72.45% to the total equity turnover volume and value respectively. 24 equities appreciated in price during the week, higher than 19 equities in the previous week. 28 equities appreciated in price, lower than 35 equities in the previous week. While 111 equities remain unchanged, higher than 109 equities recorded in the preceding week. During the week under review, Zenith Bank PLC released its audited full-year financial statement for the period ended December 2019. Across the board, the results showed fairly positive improvements, including the profit for the period, which increased by 7.9% year-on-year. The bank's gross revenue grew by 5.06% to 662.3 billion naira in full-year 2019, up from 630.3 billion naira during the comparable period in 2018. However, net interest income decreased by 9.7% to 267 billion naira, down from 295.6 billion that was recorded during the preceding year. Its profit before tax for the period under review stood at 243.3 billion naira, indicating a 5% increase when compared to 231.7 billion naira that was recorded in full-year 2018. Profit after tax increased by 7.9% to 208.8 billion naira, up from 193.4 billion naira in 2018. I have Mr. Arvind Akeberia here with me, and we'll be reviewing the week together. Please don't change this radio dial. I'll be right back.
The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome back. And I say a very good morning to Mr. Arvind Akeberia. You are welcome once again to this program.
Good morning.
The NSE All Share Index and market capitalization depreciated by 1.32% and 1.30% respectively. For you, what were the intrigues as per price performances on the floor last week?
I think while we discussed, because the All Share Index and the market capitalization always go the same way. But we look at it that the All Share Index depreciated by 1.32%. Why the market capitalization is 1.30. You know why? Because of the listing of ICO shares, there was an addition. That was so I would have been the same. That is that. Then for price in the market, so I think the market is responding according to information at the marketplace.
Okay. Let's look at the major events in the market last week. First, the NSE demutualization. Can you give us a little insight as to how this works?
Yeah, demutualization is a situation where an exchange is listed back on the same exchange. I think what the current management of the Nigeria Stock Exchange is going to do is to make it a place where exchange can also do other businesses. From what we came to discover since 1960 that the exchange has been doing is to be a self-regulating organization. And I think it is time that the exchange begin to look to foray in other business. I think that's exactly what they want to do. From the scheme of things, the Nigeria Stock Exchange is going to be, you know, before it was limited by guarantee, now it's going to be limited by shares, which means that they could go into other businesses, any other business. It was having a council, and now it's going to have board of directors. I think the council were reporting directly maybe to Minister of Finance. Now it's going to be the board of directors will be solely responsible for whatever happened at the exchange. And there's going to be another regulatory body that will oversee the regulation in the whole of the capital market. But I think where it actually got me interested is that they were magnanimous enough to extend their magnanimity to the members of the exchange, especially the stockbroker firm. I understand that they will be entitled to a certain percentage of the demutualized stock exchange. I think going forward, we are going to see a better exchange than we are seeing now.
Okay, still on demutualization, what do you think an average investor have to benefit from this development?
Let me first of all tell you, why do you go to invest? Because you start to make a return. The price per share as a right now be fixed. All we know is that it's going to be quoted at 50 kobo ordinary share, but the price that is going to be trading on the floor of the Nigeria Stock Exchange has not been set. But if you look at the past record of the exchange, I think they are carrying a bogus surplus as far as now, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think that will be like reserve. Well, if now that it's now going to be a PLC or a limited company, that surplus will be transferred to the reserve, which give them the ability that paying dividend going forward is almost a certainty. And when you actually look at the business that Nigeria Stock Exchange is into, it's a guarantee of earnings into the future. I'm thinking that there's going to be a scramble for that share because one, the members that those shares are going to be given to, are they really willing to let go of it? The only thing I can know is that maybe 50% sale or 25% sale or 10%, depending on the liquidity requirement of the firm we are talking about. But I believe that going forward, that price, whatever price that is going to be listed at, is going to appreciate because the business will be there for Nigeria Stock Exchange to undertake. And I know that they are going to make profit.
Secondly, let's talk about Zenith Bank results. The group proposed a 2 naira 50 kobo final dividend, which is anyway below our expectations. This is the exact amount they paid in the corresponding period. Also, the group reported 6 naira 65 kobo earnings away from the 6 naira 15 kobo it reported last year. What will be your reaction to this, or how do you feel the market will feel or react to this?
The market is always having an expectation that a company is going to pay better dividend than what they paid last year. But it now happened that Zenith is paying exactly what they paid last year. But there's one publication I was privileged to look at, that the performances of all the, especially non-performing loan and capital adequacy, banks has been grouped in that order, that there are some that if no matter what earnings per share that they have, central bank may not allow them to pay dividend. And there is a level to which you get to that there be a percentage of dividend which you could be paid. I think all these are regulations to make sure that these banks don't fail. Because if you make money and you pay it all, and at the end of the day, you cannot, you can't stand what not happen. You understand? I think the unpaid dividend will be in general reserve that can be capitalized if there is any issue with the bank. And I think it's just to make sure that our banks are sound financially. So they need to pay 250 kobo. I think what the market would have just done is to show, is to reciprocate. Maybe in the issue of price at 19 naira, 19 naira 40 kobo, 19 naira 80 kobo, 20 naira, that is about 12.5% dividend yield. I don't think that is that bad.
Going by previous occurrences, we should probably expect to see GTB's results today. But can we also infer what GTB results might look like judging by that of Zenith we have seen?
Yeah, you see, I think companies are beginning to rival themselves in different ways. Before now, when we see Zenith in the morning, by afternoon we see GT, or see GT in the afternoon, by evening we see Zenith. I think it has gotten beyond that they want to do as their ability. They want to take their own pace. I think, maybe before the end of trading today, we might see Guarantee. But Guarantee and Zenith are supposed to be in the same group when you talk about the grouping by the central bank. So chances are that they will also be paid what they paid last year. So that is if they pay what they pay last year, the only thing I know they won't go below it. But if they pay what they pay last year, I don't think I'll be disappointed.
What other information do you have for us, like an advice or a clue?
Zenith paid 250 that they paid before, maybe Guarantee coming back to pay what they paid last year. And I don't think that is bad as far as what we have seen. The only thing that even gladdened my heart is that there was even a growth in a per share for Zenith. I would never even expect that. Was not even what I was expecting. As far as there is growth, that means there is hope going forward. Zenith is fundamentally sound. Guarantee is fundamentally sound, and if you have had the position in Zenith at 16 naira 95 kobo and 17 naira at 18 naira, and they are paying this 2 naira 50 kobo, I think that would have been fantastic. The advice we keep all given, except you are perfect in that jump in, jump out, and you want to speculate, look for fundamentally sound stock and stay with them. They never disappoint, even in dry season.
For people that might want to talk to you, please, your number.
My number is 0802-300-9379.
Thank you so much for your time again, Mr. Arena. So at all things, you can begin to call him now for prompt action on your investment decisions. Our time is fast spent this morning, and I want to say a very big thank you to you for listening. Be free to express your views and feed us back by calling or sending messages to the following numbers: 0803-224-4723 and 0816131-8569, 0803-224-4723 and 0816131-8569. You can also call same numbers to join our Telegram's groups 24 hours markets discussion. As I speak here, there are so many vital informations flowing on that platform. Simply download the Telegram app and request to be added. You can also log on to our website www.stocksng.com to listen to the copy of this audio and many more. And you can also read up all the articles. This is how far we can go today, but I'll surely come your way again tomorrow. Same time, same station. My name remains Ruth Ibikunle. Bye for now and enjoy the rest of your week.